Hello, Sally.
Hello. Hi, Adam. It's Nandi Medina. I'm sorry I missed your call.
Sorry, huh?
Awesome.
Anyway, I was just calling back, like I said I would, and
Okay.
kind of move forward with the process.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. Let me go to this screen. And please bear with me. I'm like, this cold has not been the business. I'll tell you that much. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever drank so much vitamin C in my life.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I
Hopefully it
kind
works
of,
out.
it, you know what? Honestly, I'll have to tell you, my friend gave me this recipe. It's with tonic water, grapefruit, lemons, and oranges. And you've got to let it simmer for like 2 hours. And the first day that I drank it, oh my gosh, I felt like it broke my fever because I was sweating so bad.
Oh,
And so
wow.
I've been drinking it every day, but that's what's helped me get better. But it's
Right.
just that the head cold is the worst part because, you know, you feel like you can't hear. And I don't know, my husband always thinks I'm yelling at him, but which sometimes I
Yeah.
But we won't tell him that. Okay,
That's right.
so the first email you did get that one, the one that
I
I sent
did.
you. Okay,
I
awesome.
did.
And then let's see here. I'm going to send you a second email. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does
Okay.
is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you're able to track your results with our program. And it'll say Client Dashboard Analytics in the subject part. So that'll be the second
Okay.
email.
Okay.
Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but that's why I also sent you my information because I always like to provide that just so you have it for your own records.
Right,
And
okay.
then what I'm also going to do, Adam, is I'm sending you over two more text messages. Okay.
Okay.
So this next text message is going to have the number to our customer service. Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. So
Okay.
again, you're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7. Okay. This
Gotcha.
coming Monday, I know, you know, New Year's Day is on Sunday, so we're actually celebrating it on Monday. So this
Okay.
Monday, we will not be here, but you know, then we're back on Tuesday. Okay.
Gotcha.
And then I'm also sending you another text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. When you
Okay.
have time, take a look at the video. It's going to give you that demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. I want you to at least
Okay.
get familiar with it. It's nothing too complicated. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I have your first name is Adam. What's your last name, Adam?
Roper, Roper.
Okay. I didn't want to assume, but I thought maybe it might be.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Now the number that I do see listed for the business is 256-947-0308. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll be adding a office line, like
Okay.
probably this towards the end of this week with the
Okay.
850 area code. It's my local area code to kind of, because I know when people see that 256, it's kind of weird because I live in an
You
850
think it
area
kind of
code.
throws them
So
off?
yeah, I think it does. I mean, if it were me and I saw it, looking at selling,
Well,
it's kind of
we
funny.
might have an option for you too, Adam, because part of the package is we could put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone number. So instead of seeing the 256 number, we put this tracking number. And it
Yes,
comes
ma'am.
with an app that you can download from the App Store on your phone that allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. It doesn't cost you more. It's included if you prefer a tracking number.
Okay. Yeah, I can get
Okay.
that probably. Yeah,
Or
'cause
if you go with a different phone number, just let us know so that way we can, excuse me, update it in the system. Okay.
correct. Okay.
Okay. Now, the profile right now, currently on Google, it shows as Roper Lawns LLC. Okay, and then your address is on there, and I'm assuming that is your home address, so we definitely want to hide that address. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make sure that the address is hidden. All right. Now, you'll need to add us on as managers to the profile page. Okay.
Okay.
If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then now, Adam, for the payment, excuse me, today you're only paying the $249. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It is for your protection. It's just going to outline our service agreement, and we'll also send it to you in writing. It'll state in there like the billing date, the amount, excuse me, and that is a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll process the payment once we walk you through that first. So the card that you're using today for the payment, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, Adam, or in both?
It's my name and the business name. Both are on the
How does your name read on it? Just Adam Roper?
Yep.
Okay. No middle initial.
No middle initial.
Okay.
And under my name is Roper Lawns LLC.
Roper Lawns LLC. Got it. Same billing address as well?
Same. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa.
The Visa? Yep.
All right. And then whenever you're ready with the card number.
All right. It's 4355.
Mm-hmm.
3605.
Mm-hmm.
0213-2419.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
02/24.
And the CVV code on the back, please.
361.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I will not be charging the card yet. Okay?
Okay.
Excuse me. 4355. 3605-02132419.
Correct.
Expiration is February of the year 24, and the CVV code on the back is 361, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So what I'm going to do first is walk you through this 90-second voice verification. As I mentioned, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, Adam, if there is something that you do not understand, just do me a favor, please, and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I will do is I will go back, I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it. Okay, I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Adam, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Roper Lawns, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Adam Roper, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Adam, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And we know at times, Adam, you might be in the middle of a job. You know, we might have an update on your account. We just, all we want is that you at least be responsive within 24 hours. Okay.
Yes.
Now be aware you might get a call from someone trying to offer you another type of online service. Okay. They are not associated with our company. We are not going to call you to ask you for more money. Even if someone called you to pay $5, okay, for
right.
verification, it is not us. Take down the phone number. Do not give them any money. Take down the number.
Right.
Disconnect the call and call us with that number. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What's that mean? Can you rephrase that,
so,
I guess?
Absolutely. Let me review it with you. I usually do. So what we're saying is we're not telling you you can't do additional online marketing. What we're
mm-hmm.
saying is that before you do, give us a call so that way we can reference mm-hmm. it and make sure that we're not already including that in the services. We don't want
gotcha.
You having to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. So, again, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is December 27th, 2022. In the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on January 27th, 2023, in the amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the number that I sent you, the 877-635-6225. And you're going to hit number one. Okay. So in order for you to prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask, Adam, that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. So if you're going to
okay.
pause or cancel it, you want to make sure that you're calling 3 business days before the 27th. Okay?
Correct. Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, Adam, and then I'm going to process the payment. We're sending you a receipt both to your email. We're going to send it to you in a text message, and we'll go
okay.
over that in the next couple of minutes. Now, for your protection, okay, we always like to add a security question. So if you ever get one of those weird calls, right, and you want to make
right.
sure that it's us, all you have to ask them is, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you're going to know it's not us. Because they won't know
yeah.
your security question, okay? So
yeah,
for your security question, you have the option of either it being your mother's maiden name, the city that
okay.
you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like it
okay.
to be?
I'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what's her maiden name?
Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. All right. So I went ahead and put Wright is your mother's maiden name. Okay. Now,
yep.
how does your schedule look for your client interview?
How long is that process?
Well, the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, right?
Let's do, Friday, if that works.
On Friday?
That'd be like five. If that works, Friday, I would say mid-morning, like, well, it's probably just early your time. So
the
like,
earliest we could do on Friday would be 10 o'clock your time.
Yeah, it'd be 10 o'clock Friday. Yeah, that'd be...
That'll work for you? Okay, so just remember, as of Friday is when the clock's going to start ticking, right? So
right.
Just be aware, okay? And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, Adam. They're just going to be basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from, okay? I'm assuming Friday at least gives you a couple of days, you know, to kind of gather some of your stuff, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, okay. Let me do this. Okay. So you're going to be receiving an email. It's going to be for your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. What we're going to also do is on that day, we're going to send you an hour before your client interview, we're going to send you a reminder just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
That's
so between...
Perfect.
10 and 11 o'clock, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure, Adam, that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, let's just say you're in the middle of something and you need five more minutes, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And we will call you right back, okay? Yeah. This is a super important appointment, and I want to make sure we get you through it, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
And then when it comes to your services, Adam, I mean, what are some of the services that you want me to list? I know it's lawn maintenance, but anything else in particular? Lawn care, I mean, what else would you like me to notate? Do you do mulch, anything like that?
Yeah, mulch, rock, leaf cleanup, anything like that, hedges.
Hedges, okay.
Hedge trimming, hedge removal.
Okay.
See here. I think just keep it somewhat simple, but.
And this is for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
No, it's both. It's both.
Both. Okay. I'm trying to see what else I see here. I'm trying to think. Do you do any type of flower beds or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Flower bed.
Okay. I'm going to put lawn care, too. Lawn care, flower beds.
Yes.
If at any time you want to add in additional keywords, just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
And then now with the Facebook ads, how far do you want to target? We could go as far as 50 miles if you wanted. I mean, it's up to you, however you want to target.
Yeah, I would do that 25 or whatever you
– 25?
Awesome. Just to start with and kind of go from
there. Okay. And then now for the website, you have pictures. Do you want us to create you a new business logo?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to see. Yeah.
Okay. Let us at least create one for you. If you like it, great. If you don't, then stick with the one that you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mine's pretty bland, I guess, but
It's clean. I like it. But if we can maybe make something, if we can make, maybe dress it up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like cartoon, like the stuff I see out there is like cartoon.
Cartoonish. Yeah. No.
Like it's like,
so when you're talking, when you're talking to the tech, okay, Just give them, you know, the ideas that you have. Let them know, I don't want anything, you know, cartoonish at all, you know, and then see what they come up with. And if you like it, great. And if not, they could change it, or you could just stick with the one that you have. It doesn't cost you more. So, I mean, it doesn't hurt for us to make it. Okay?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three, but honestly, I would phone, call or text, you know, email is one of the things that I'm going to check once a day sometimes. You know
what I mean?
I can't live on email all day. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you check it every time something pops through, then you're just waking up.
Oh, man, you don't even know. I have, like, my email notifications are set up to my cell phone, so I'm, like, constantly, I'm like, oh, my gosh, my phone's like, ding, 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 and I'm stressing crazy.
I used to work in the world as a sales manager, and that's, like, my biggest thing was don't email whatever every time something comes through, because you will get zero done.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I even silence my kids from texting me, because it's like, you do understand that I have work hours. Like, if it's not an urgency, you can wait. And it's like, Mom, are you there? Mom. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's my oldest, and she's going to be 30 in February. And I'm like, Cynthia, you're driving me crazy.
Awesome.
They grow up, but not really. Now, what are your hours of operation, Adam? Are you like a Monday through Friday?
Right now.
Okay.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Obviously, I still work on the weekends a lot of times, but
typically 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then, you know, if you want to schedule a weekend, I mean, that's at your disclosure, right?
I do that. So I do that in case I miss a call. It's not like.
Right. Okay, I'm going to put just Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And then not that it's a requirement, I just ask out of habit, because I don't like missing anything with anyone. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No, I am.
Well, good for you. What forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check?
Yeah, cash, check, card.
Oh, okay. Do you do Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
I work through my region's bank.
They have
an system that I'm set up through with them. I don't really like it. I may change it, but we'll see.
Okay. So just for now, just put cash, check, and credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, did you want us to put the tracking number in the meantime, or do you want us to leave it as your phone number being listed there currently? How it shows now?
I guess leave it as mine right now.
Okay. Okay.
And then we can.
No worries. Just remember, if you change the phone number, let us know so we can update it. If you decide later on you want the tracking number, let us know. It doesn't cost you more. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then, it's always an option for you.
I probably will. It's better on me, I think, having that local area code.
Yeah. I mean, just like I said, just let us know so we make sure that we update it in the system, okay?
Yeah.
So I have you scheduled for your client interview on Friday, which is the 30th. They're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock your time, okay?
Yes.
And remember, you'll get that reminder an hour before your client interview letting you know that it's coming up, okay? Now, the good thing about this, okay, for your tax purposes, make sure you save your receipt, okay, because you can claim it this year on your taxes. I'm sure you're aware of that, but, you know, I always to remind everyone. You know, write-offs are nice. Now, if you take a look at your email or at your text messages, I know you've gotten quite a few, but the one that I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice. Okay. It would have came either before or right after the welcome one. And it'll say, Dear Adam Roper, thank you for choosing Local/. A copy.
I got the welcome. Okay. Okay.
It'll say initial invoice.
Yeah.
Did it come before it?
Right before, yep.
Yeah. Okay. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on where it says click here.
Okay.
And then it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay?
Yep.
On this page, what you're going to do is scroll all the way down to the very bottom. It's going to ask you to type mm-hmm. your name exactly as it reads. However, right above that, there's like a little box to the left, and next
yep.
to it, it says that I certify I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So you're clicking on that little box because it is your name on the card that you provided. And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads.
Yep.
And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Okay. When you do that, it should open up another tab asking you to yep. enter a username and a password, right? You see that there?
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. So I wanted you to see this. We don't currently have the username or password yet, but this is where you go in to track your results with our program. Okay? So that's
okay.
why I want you to watch that video so that you can get familiar with how you go in and, you know, log in and all that and maneuver through the tracking and reporting system. Okay?
Right.
So just as a reminder, as of starting this Friday, okay, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those directories. We're also going to send you this link, a username and a password, so you can start tracking your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
And you can even update it to a password of your choice because we send you one that we generate, right?
Right.
Now, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. And your website is going to be completed. We're going to send it to you first to review it in case you have
yeah.
any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay?
Yes.
In our terms, yes. Now, in our terms and conditions, okay, it does state that the first page placement on Google, it can happen between 30 to 45 days. Okay? That's our promise. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. You know, sometimes, I mean, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. Just a reminder, you'll need to add us on as managers to the profile page, okay? And the technician
yep.
will walk you through it if you need help. Now,
okay.
as these steps are being processed and completed, okay, we will be sending you, okay, we're going to be sending you notifications letting you know, hey, you're on the first page, you're in the Facebook ads, you're live in the directories, your website is up. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps
okay.
are being completed. Okay?
Yep.
So I would like to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family, and I want to thank you, Adam, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I appreciate everything thus far. You've been easy to deal with.
Right? It didn't hurt. Like I tell my grandkids, see, that didn't hurt much, right? And they
yeah.
just like... Like when we take, like I'll take them sometimes, like when they got to get an updated, you know, vaccine or what have you, and they're like crying, and I'm like, see, that didn't hurt much. Yes, it did. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to go get ice cream.
I got a 4-month-old that, yeah, we're still going to go.
You know, it's so funny.
Old head card coming, so.
We know never to send my husband. You know, when they're babies, they get a lot of shots, right? And we know to never send grandpa because my husband, we did the mistake of sending him with my daughter, right? And he was like, I don't know why, but they were giving the infant, you know, the baby, my grandson, they were giving him 2 shots in each thigh. And
yep.
my husband, after the first 2, my husband said, that's it. Make another appointment. You are not going to torture him with 2 more. Are you kidding me?
That's funny.
And And my daughter was like, Dad. And he's like, no, no, he's screaming bloody murder. And you want to give him two more in his other thigh? No, schedule another appointment. So when they got home, she was like so upset. She was so upset. She's like, you know, Dad, you're not helping. And he's like, that poor baby. And I'm all, are you kidding me? You walked out of the doctor's office. He's like, yeah, you were not going to torture him. And I was like, oh my gosh. Note to self, your dad is never going.
It's funny how the men kind of change roles whenever it comes to babies.
Oh my gosh. My husband completely.
He's kind of become the baby also. You know what I mean?
Oh, completely. He's like, no, no, you guys aren't doing this. And I'm like, I just look at him and I said, oh, Anthony, I don't, okay, note to self, you're never going. He's like, oh, so that's why you guys don't want me to go, because you guys are torturing my friend. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, see, I'm your daughter's age. I'm 34, and this is our first kid.
So, oh, really? Yeah, oh, congratulations!
Yeah, so when we were in the hospital, we didn't get a wink of sleep because I didn't at all because I was every time I heard a noise from him, I was popping up, and the nurses were like, "Y'all just take this. He's okay." Like, because I'm like, "He's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Choking to sleep." Go do this. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
He's fine. Like, we didn't get any sleep. Like,
you know what? I'm going to tell you, my first child, my daughter, oh, my gosh, I'm not even joking. When we brought her home, I would sit at the edge of the bed, and I would just stare at her breathing. And her dad at the time was my first husband. He looked at me, and he saw, go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I said,
Nadie.
What if she stops breathing? He's like, oh my God, Nadine, you were going to be a zombie. Go to sleep. She's fine. And I would just sit there watching, making sure that her stomach was going up and down because I was
That's
so
out.
Freaked out. And I'm like, no, you're crazy. You know? But congratulations. I'm going to tell you, they grow up fast, Adam, and enjoy every minute. Every minute. I mean, because then once they reach a certain age, they start talking back. That's always my joke. I'm like, they're so cute when they're little until when they start talking back, you know, but I mean, I love them. You know, my daughter teases me and says, you guys love the grandkids more than us. And I said, you know, it's a different kind of love, but yeah, you're right. I guess you could say I do love them more. And she's like, see, I knew it. And I just start laughing, but. It's just different. I don't have
probably,
to pull them.
You probably want the grandkids to give them a little taste of their own medicine, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my husband likes to give them cookies, candy. You know, I always kind of still be a little bit stricter. He's just like, they can do whatever they want. And I'm like, don't jump on my couches, you know. Or I'm like, you need to eat your food first before you have a cookie. And they know when they see me, they, like, throw the cookie, especially if my husband gives them cookies, like, on the down low, and I'll walk in the room, and they, like, all of a sudden, you just, I'm all, what's the matter? And they're, like, looking at me like they don't want to answer, and I already know. So I tell my husband, why don't you give him another bowl of diabetes, you know, and he's just, so, yeah,
well,
it's been my pleasure.
My wife
needs
to help bring our kids, probably. He's probably not going to get such joy, has some stuff other kids enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My daughter's like, and we'll tease her and we'll tell her, he's okay to have peanuts, right? And I'll just tease her. Oh, my gosh, Mom. No, not until they're. And I'm like, Cynthia, relax. I know. I'm just teasing you. I can't let you watch my kids if you're going to be teasing me like that. And I'm all, you wished that you wouldn't let me watch your kids.
Well,
but it's been such, I know, I will, and enjoy the little one. I hope you have a very happy and profitable new year. I'm super excited for you, and it's been my pleasure to be able to assist you. All right, Adam, well, you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.